Well, good morning. It's a good day to be alive, isn't it? Last week was Easter Sunday, and I was so proud of our church and all the volunteers that served. We had a standing room only in second service. We baptized, 22 people, the most ever. I love that. That really was the highlight for me, and I know it was probably for y'all to baptize so many believers on Easter Sunday. What a great day to remember your baptism. Amen. And so I just want to say thanks again to all the people that made last Sunday happen. We had a lot of good visitor traffic, and so I just love you guys, and I appreciate all your hard work. Somehow my notes got in the wrong order. Let me change that real quick. So if you remember last week, our focus was on the disciple named Peter. And we were talking about how the resurrection changed everything for Peter, right? Where he had made a decision to follow Christ, but then he got off track and ended up denying Christ, but then he repented and made a new decision to follow Christ, and God did a lot of great things in Peter's life before he went to be in heaven. And the same is true for me and you. And so I'm kind of continuing in this series called Made New. Last week, the question was, when you look back on your life, can you think of some choices you made that you would have wished you'd have made differently? Right? Because of those bad choices, we're shamed, or we feel guilty, or we have these regrets. Well, today, I want to ask this question. When you look back in your past, however recent it was or far back it was there ever a label or a nickname that was put on you? This last week, I've been asking a few of my family members and friends this question, and, you know, almost every one of them had an answer to that question. In fact, on your sermon notes, here in a minute, we're going to get to that. You're going to put your name down. It's like Bob the blank. What was the label? What was the nickname that you were given? And it could have been a good nickname. It could have been a negative name or a negative label. And then to follow that question up is, how did it make you feel? Did it build you up or kind of tear you down? And how has it interfered in your life ever since? Have you been living up to that negative label or not? Do you feel like it somehow limited you? Like, I wish I'd never been given that label. I want you to think about that, because today I'm going to talk about, with God's help, the Holy Spirit's help, we can break those old labels. We don't have to live up to them, right? In fact, some of you feel in bondage because of that label. And you're thinking, man, how can I break free? Well, we're going to talk about that today, because believe it or not, our past does impact who we are today, good or bad. And last week we saw how Peter, through the Lord's help, was able to get past his past and do great things for God. I think the same thing is true for us. We can break past or get past our past, the past labels, the past nicknames, and not let them hinder who we are in Christ and what he has planned for us. Amen? So today I'm going to talk about breaking the labels that bind. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Lord, I know that most of us have or were given a label or a name that didn't come from you. It came from people. And especially those negative labels that have hindered us and maybe hurt us and we're still dealing with. I pray today, Lord, would be a day of freedom, that we would break those labels and break whatever curses those labels have brought onto our life, and we would know that we're new in Christ. When we became born again, we're new. We were given a new name and a new purpose and a new future. And today, Lord, I pray that we would receive your truth for our life and we would live up to who you say we are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. To help us get started, I'm going to mention some names and I want you to fill in the blank. These are labels that were put on these people, right? So the first one is Attila the Hun. Good. Conan the Barbarian. You see how labels, you know these labels, right? Alexander the
Graham.
Billy the
yeah.
The Graham. Billy the Graham. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Winnie the John the God the So let me ask you, what labels have been given to you that have followed you through your life? And on your notes page is the place for you to write that. Kennedy the, fill it in. Julie the, Tammy the, where's Tammy? The mouth, Tammy. Maybe someone gave you a label like the doormat. You're always pleasing people. You're always letting people walk over you. Or the lazy child. Or the irresponsible one in the family. What's coming to your mind right now? The one that's not very good with money. The hothead. Hothead. I didn't say pothead. The hothead. The party girl. The hellraiser. Average. Not really great at anything. Jack of all trades. I had a friend come out yesterday and help me on the house, and I discovered that he can just do a lot of different things. And I said, you're like a jack of all trades. And he said, yeah, and a master of none. These are just labels that get put on us, and somehow, you know, they kind of dictate who we are or how we feel. And I want to encourage you that if it's not an encouraging nickname, to shake it off and find out what God says about you and walk in that. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, another way you could say that is, for those that are in Christ, he is a, or she is a, what? New creation. The old has gone, and, amen, the new has come. And I think that's true when it comes to labels. When you come to Christ, the old labels are no longer applicable. They should not be embraced. You need to find out what your new name is. You need to find out what new labels God wants to put on you. It says, if anyone is in Christ. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done or where you've come from, or how bad your past is, or how true the label is or was about you. If you are in Christ, you're a new creature in Christ, and you have a new name, and a new purpose, and a new future. The old doesn't matter anymore, and you need to quit living under those old labels that someone else put on you, other than God, right? So, for instance, I just wrote down, I was, you know the saying, I was once blind, but now I see. Once a doormat, a people pleaser, now I'm a people lover and a God pleaser. You see the shift that's taking place. I was once lazy, but now I'm productive and prosperous. And you need to confess that self. Take the negative label that was given you and try to find an opposite of a label that God would put on you. Right? I was once not very good with money, but now I'm a wise steward and I'm a generous giver. I was once a hothead, but now I'm full of patience and self-control. I was once a party girl, and I'm still a party. No, now I'm a glitter girl. Now I'm a glitter girl, and I'm a mighty woman of God. I was once a hellraiser. Now I'm a God praiser. So what is that for you? Take that negative label and try to go to God with it. Maybe that's already happened and you know, I was once that, but now I'm this. And that's what you need to embrace and put your hat on. Amen? So God's truth about you, who you are, what you're like, is bigger than any truth in your life that maybe someone else spoke to you or spoke over you. In fact, if you were given a label that, let's be honest, described you at one time, it doesn't mean it still does. And whatever label you've been given now doesn't mean it has to be your label moving forward into the future. God, through the presence of His and power of His Holy Spirit, can break the labels that have bound you, and He can give you a new God-given, God-centered view of who you are. And so in the time I have left, I want to share with you three thoughts three ways that God can help you break the old labels that no longer are true about you. Here's number one. God will give you a new name. Remember Peter? It was Saul. He gave the new name what? Peter. I'll talk about that in just a minute. God will give you a new name. Look at Isaiah 62:2. You will be called by a new name. Say new name. That the mouth of the Lord will bestow on you. So when you got saved, when you came to Christ, God has a new view of who you are. And maybe some of you already know what that new name is. And maybe it's not a proper name. Maybe it's a descriptive name or label. Like a mighty man of God, right? You were once lost as a goose, and now you're a mighty man of God. In fact, when I see groups of men or groups of women, a lot of time I will speak that over them. How are you mighty men of God today? How are you mighty women of God today? And you're probably thinking, well, I don't feel like I'm a mighty. Okay, God will help you, you know, grow into it. But quit believing and quit confessing that old label that God didn't give you. Amen? It's kind of like when girls like a boy and they think about what my first name would sound like with his last name, and they write it out on a piece of paper with little hearts and hugs and kisses and X and O's. I wonder if, and this happened to one of my grandchildren, I won't mention any names, but we were watching TV last week, we were watching the golf tournament last week, and there was this really cute golfer, and one of my grandchildren, one of the girls, it wasn't Levi, praise God, but it was one of the girls said, blank, blank. That sounds pretty good. She was putting her first name with his last name. I said, the only problem with that, he's 20 years older than you, so find somebody else. God's the same way with us. He's given us a new name, and you need to start using your name. Bob the Mighty Man of God, or Bob the whatever, or whatever your name is, and try to find something that God, or go with something that God has given you as far as a new name. Amen? He did this with some characters in the Bible, with true people, not fictional people, but real people like Abram and Sarai. If you remember, they wanted to have a baby and they couldn't. And God says prophetically, he said, I'm going to bless you with more than you can handle. I'm going to populate the world. And because of this new purpose and the call of my call on your life, I'm going to give you a new name. It's no longer going to be Abram, but Abraham, and not Sarai, but Sarah. And I've heard some scholars talk about adding the H-ham and the at the end, ha-ha, with the H sound, means a touch from God, a touch of the Holy Spirit. From this day forward, you're not going to be barren. You're not going to have that thought that we'll never have kids. No, I'm giving you a new name and a new purpose. Abraham and Sarah, Jacob, right? Jacob's name meant swindler. And he was. He was at one time, but then God had a new plan for his life, a new purpose, gave him a new name. Jacob became the name what? Israel. And God used him mighty in the story of Israel and God's plan for his kingdom. Gideon, you know, Gideon was kind of a wuss. He was afraid, didn't have any self-confidence. And God changed that. He was going to call him to do something great, and he gave him a new name. That new name, it says, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. He wasn't that way in the beginning, but he grew into that name. And so when you've invited God into your life, he's going to give you, he has a new plan, and he's going to give you a new name. You're a new person. He's going to give you a new name, a new label, and what you've been labeled in the past no longer is applicable. And this is something I want you to chew on. And if you don't already have that sense of a new name or a new label, I want you to begin to ask God, God, what is that for me? And I want you to begin to see yourself in that light. And I want you to be able to say your name and that new name, that new label, so you can grow into it. You may not feel that way right now, but that's okay. God says, here's your new name. I want you to grow into that new name. Some of you might be thinking, but I'm not worthy of that name. You're correct. But in Christ, you've been forgiven. And in Christ, with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, you can live up to this new name that God's putting on you. For some of you, it's the label forgiven. You've been forgiven. And you may not feel forgiven, but God will help you grow into that, to where you wake up every day realizing, you know what, I am blessed because I've been forgiven of all my sins. Praise God. Or what about this label overcomer? Right? Maybe somebody told you, you're never going to overcome that. You're always going to be that way. That's what they said. But God said, no, you're an overcomer, and I'm giving you a new name, and you're going to grow into it. You're going to be an overcomer. You're not going to remain the victim. You're not going to stay defeated. You're going to rise above that, what people said you'll never be able to get out of or overcome, and you're going to overcome because you're new in Christ, right? What about some of you young mothers? You don't feel very adequate. As a mother, you don't feel like you measure up. You don't feel like you can be the mother your mother or your grandmother was. And that's a lie that the enemy's whispering into your head. And you can either live up to that negative label, or you can say, no, I don't feel this way now. But you know what? God's going to turn me into the greatest mother ever. And even if I didn't have it role modeled in my life, I can still break that mold and I can still be the greatest mother and pass that down to my girls. So it's all about taking that negative label and turning it around and saying, God, with you in my life, with me in Christ, I like this new name, and I'm going to confess that over my life, profess that over my life, and I'm going to grow into that new name. For some of you, spiritual leader. I've never led anything. Well, that's past tense. God says, I'm raising you up to be a leader, a spiritual leader. And I believe that some of you, God's going to give the assignment to be a leader in your home. Men, some of you men, you let the wife run things. It's just easier, but it's not necessarily best. God's plan was for the man to be the spiritual leader, and you're thinking, well, I'm not that. Well, you can grow into that, but God's calling you today. You're the spiritual leader. I assigned you to be the spiritual leader. Now start walking in that direction, and I will equip you and help you, and I will let your wife kind of gradually, she's not going to just abandon the wheel right now, but she can kind of drive from the passenger seat until she's doing that now, Pastor. Oh, that's fine. But she's waiting for you to take the wheel and be the leader you need to be. God's calling you to be the spiritual leader in your home. Or maybe some of you, he's going to put on your heart to start leading a life group here at our church. We need more life group leaders, or a Bible study leader, or some kind of a small group leader. Or maybe you're going to join the youth team, the student team, and be leaders in our youth ministry and in our children's ministry. And you're thinking, I've never seen myself that way. Yeah, but God has. God has, and God's saying, hey, I'm calling you spiritual leader. Now, will you start moving that direction and grow into that new name? Amen? Here's point number two. He not only gave you a new name, but he's given you a new purpose to go with that name. Or maybe he's given you the new name to go with the new purpose that he's giving you. When I got saved a few years after, I didn't know what my kingdom purpose was. I began to ask God. I heard a great preaching on this one time at the church I was going to at the time. It was on the story of Gideon, and the follow-up was, if you don't know what your purpose is, start asking God and he'll show it to you. And so that just was a daily prayer. God, I'm selling insurance at the time. I'm not so sure that's my kingdom purpose. That was my occupation at the time. But what is my kingdom purpose? And fast forward, 6 months to a year, I've shared this story with you before. Some man I had never known gave me a letter of prophecy, and it said, Bob, you've been asking me what your purpose is, and here's your purpose. And at that time, it was to work with children. And so I got involved in the children's ministry, and I did that for, 17 years before we started Generations Church. I talk to a lot of people, and they tell me, I don't really know what my kingdom purpose is. Start asking God, and he'll show it to you. And sometimes a new name follows the new purpose, or sometimes that new purpose follows the new name. But go to God and ask him, what is my purpose? I'm thinking about Simon Peter last week, who could have been labeled unpredictable, undependable, wishy-washy, traitor, backslider. But that wasn't the labels. That was true about him at a certain point in his life, but that's not the label God put on him. One day Jesus met Simon, and he said, you're fishing for fish right now, but I'm going to call you to fish for men. And so he started doing that. A little bit later, he denied Jesus, but then after the resurrection, he gave Peter a second chance. And he says, you know, your name Peter, your new name Peter means the rock. The rock. That's different than wishy-washy backslider. You're the rock. And you're going to play an instrumental part in building my church. You're Peter the evangelist, not the fisherman. He gave him a new name. And Peter lived up to that new name. And we know from the story in the Bible that Peter did some awesome, great things up until he died by crucifixion. Just like Jesus, except even worse. He said, I don't want to go out the same way my Savior went out, so when you crucify me upside down. And that's what they did. Do you know what your purpose is? Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. It says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. He says, I'm giving you a new name, and I'm giving you a new purpose. And here's some good news, even with the negative label that somebody gave you, and it may have been fitting at the time, but it could be the catalyst. You take that negative label, that could be what God's going to use to propel you forward with your new purpose and your new name. Right? Peter's label was unpredictable, right? Wishy-washy. And God switched that on him, and he became very focused for the gospel. He was an evangelist, led a lot of Gentiles to Christ, even Jewish people. So think about that. How does the label that someone gave me, how could God use that, turn it for good, and he could still do great things in my life? So don't let past labels define who you are. Don't let it define your purpose. Amen? And then here's point number three. God will give you a new future. He'll give you a new name. He'll give you a new purpose. And he'll give you a new future. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a what? A future. Now, I wrote down some labels that some of us might be living up to right now or living under right now. For instance, you're always going to be the bridesmaid. You're never going to be the bride. Who's heard that before? That's not from God. You know, you're thinking, I'm 28, I'm 33. Maybe that is true. I'm never going to find a good man. They're all taken. That's not true. I'm never going to have a good marriage. He or she is always going to be that way. They're never going to change. They're never going to be who I thought they were. We live under those thoughts, those labeling thoughts, right? But that's not what God says. And so I would say if you're entertaining those thoughts, stop it. Good. And start finding the thought that aligns with God's truth for who you are. And start confessing that truth. You know, she's always going to be. He's always going to be. They're never going to change. They're always going to be like their mother, like their father. Yeah, just think about all the negative things we say that give power to those negative labels that we live under. And that's not from God. And so maybe this is something you haven't thought about lately, but I'm bringing it to your memory today because a lot of you are still living up to the old labels and you keep confessing them over yourself and you're going to stay under that. You're going to stay in bondage to those old labels unless you change your confession. You need to renew your mind. You need to start changing your confession to what God says about you, who you are, and what his purpose and his future is for your life. Amen? Amen. I'm always going to be in debt. I'm always going to be addicted to something. I'm just not this. I don't think I'll ever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so when you find yourself thinking those things or saying, catch yourself and change it and say, you know what? That's not true anymore. That's not true anymore. Or if a friend of yours or a spouse, your spouse says that negative thing, say, no, that has been true in the past, but it's no longer going to be true for me. And you begin to make the positive confession or profession of who God says you are. Amen. A good example of this, a really great example of this, is a woman in the Bible. Her name was Rahab. Rahab the harlot. How would you like that as your label? The prostitute. Rahab the prostitute. How do you think that made her feel? Unworthy? Who's going to ever want a relationship with me? I'm just a prostitute. I'm a harlot. In fact, her name is mentioned 8 times in the Bible. 6 of those times it was tied to that label, Rahab the harlot or prostitute. Now, at that time, the label was true. She was a prostitute. But then she became aware of who God was in her life. And she began to move in God's direction and allow God to use her for his purposes. If you remember, 2 spies came to her house. They could have killed her, but she allowed them to hide, and God blessed her for her obedience. And if you keep reading the storyline, she meets a guy. His name is Salmon, and they get married. So what she thought would never happen happened when she came into relationship with God. And Salmon didn't call her Rahab the prostitute. He called her Rahab, my sweet dear wife. And she grew into that new name and that new purpose that God had given her. They had a child together. His name was Boaz. If you remember the story of Ruth and Boaz. And 40 generations later, guess what? Jesus was born in her bloodline. What she did in her lifetime by helping save 2 men's lives was prophetically projected forward to giving birth. Her ancestors gave birth to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Now, what if that was true for me and you? What if you think about that negative label that you've been given, but you don't hang your hat on it anymore? You begin to confess your new name, and with that new name, a new purpose, and with that new purpose, a new future. And what you thought or what people have told you is going to happen for the rest of your life, what if that was just a lie from the enemy? What if you begin to start believing the truth about who you are in Christ and what your purpose is and what your future could be? And what if it's something fantastic and great? You just don't know it yet. But God, I think, has that kind of a plan for all of us if we'll be open to it and pray for his will to be done in our life, and you stop embracing the old labels and the old mindsets that people have put you under, or that you put on yourself. You know, when you think about Rahab's story, it's a great example of getting past your past and moving on to bigger and better things. And so as I land the plan today, let's think about what you've heard today. What has God showed you through this message for you or about you, right? Perhaps some of you feel the burden of an old label that I'm never going to be this or that, or it's always going to be this way or that way for my life. Why don't you stop that today? Why don't you just make a covenant with yourself, with your own heart, saying, you know what? I'm no longer going to believe that about me. That's not who I am in Christ. In Christ. That's who I was, but in Christ, that's not who I am. And my old purpose before Christ no longer matters, because in Christ, I now have a new purpose. And with that new purpose, a new future. Right? Maybe for years you were labeled an addict, but in Christ you don't have to be an addict. You can be free from any addiction. Amen. Or you've been labeled as fat or chunky or oversized or full-sized or whatever that is. Maybe that was true at one point, but that doesn't have to remain true for you. Anything's possible in Christ. Anything's possible in Christ. Or maybe you were bad with money, but you don't have to stay bad with money. You can take financial peace and learn how to have financial peace in your life and be a good steward, how to get out of debt. Who in here could say, honestly, you don't live in debt any longer? Maybe a few of you, but it is possible. Or maybe the only debt you have is a house payment. That's better than all the credit card debt, right? So it's up to you. Right? God's given you a new name with a new purpose, new future. And your future does not have to be what you think it was going to be. It could be much, much better. So don't let those labels define who you are. Don't live under those labels anymore. want you to bow your head. I want to pray over you right now. I want you to talk to God right now. I want you to say something like this: God, I know I've been labeled this, but that's not who you say I am. And I want you just to have a quick conversation with God about what you're going to do about that today. Going back to 2 Corinthians, it says, those who are in Christ, those who are in Christ, we're a new person. The old habits, the old labels, they're gone. I want you to get a picture in your head of that old label. Devil doesn't like what I'm doing right now. He's trying to take my voice away. I want you to get a picture of that old label. And on a white piece of label, I want you to see that old label written in a black marker. Go ahead, write it out. Don't look at me. Close your eyes. I want you to write it in your mind's eye. I want you to see that label, that name, on that white piece of paper. And you've seen that play out in your life, in your past. But today, I want you to visualize taking that label and tearing it up, wadding it up, and throwing it in a fire and saying, no more. No more is that going to define me. And I want you to get a brand new piece of white label in your mind's eye. And you may already know what God's written on that. Go ahead and write it out. But if not, I want you to go home with that blank label. And this week, I want you to get with God every day and say, God, what would you write on that label for me today? What new name? And it could be several. You might have several white labels. Or it may be something that you have a desire for. And God says, sure, go ahead and write that on your label. I like that. That fits. Father, help us to hear what you say about us and believe that truth over some other truths that we've believed from our past that aren't from you. And help us to embrace the new truth, the new name, the new purpose, the new future, so that we can live according to your will, not our own or not somebody else's. Now, before I close real quick, with every head bowed, every eye closed, it says, this is true for those who are in Christ. If you're not in Christ, God's waiting for you to be in Christ so he can give you that new name and that new label. If you're watching online or you're here in the house with us today and you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've not received his forgiveness for your sins, if you've not put your trust and your faith in him as your Lord and Savior, that's your next step. That's your next step. Because without him being Lord, without you receiving him and putting your trust in him, you're always going to live under the old label. You're always going to wonder, why me? Why is that? And God says, it doesn't have to be. I want you to have new life in me. I'm going to make you a new creature in me. I'm going to give you a new name, a new purpose, a new future. But it's got to be in me. You got to come to me first. And I can't see you if you're watching online, but if you're there in your home or wherever you are watching it on your tablet or your phone, and God's speaking to your heart right now to say, yes, you're not in me, but I want you to be, and you want to be in him, I just want you to raise your hand. I can't see it, but by faith, God sees it. Raise your hand. If you're in the house today and you're not in Christ or you're not 100% certain, I want you to raise your hand real high. Because starting today is going to be a turning point in your life. Starting today and moving forward, the best is about to happen. You don't have to stay under those old labels. Anybody in the house with us today, just raise your hand up high. So, Father, for all the hands raised, for all the hands that aren't raised that they want to be because for some reason they don't want people to know that they're raising their hand here. First, I pray that you would knock the pride out of their life. But secondly, Lord, I know you can read their hearts, you can read their minds. For those that say, yes, I need to be in Christ, I just want to lead you in a simple prayer. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that what you say is true, he'll make it happen for you. Just say this with me. Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner and I've done many wrong things and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Wash my heart clean. Wash my mind clean. I declare that I'm a new creature in Christ starting right now. The old things have passed away. The old labels are no longer fitting. My old personality, my old selfish desires, my old self-centered heart is in the past. Behold, today, everything's new. Renew my mind, renew my heart, fill my head with godly thoughts, help me make godly decisions, transform my personality into a godly personality that's full of the fruit of the Spirit. Fill me with your peace and your patience. Fill me with your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness. Fill me with your faithfulness. Give me self-control. No longer am I a person that's angry, but I'm going to be peaceful. I'm going to be a peacemaker. I open up my heart and open up my mind to all the new things from you, Lord Jesus. And in return, I say thank you. Thank you. Out with the old. In with the new. Thank you for making me new today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, if you're watching online, somehow communicate to our church. I'd love to call you and congratulate you, celebrate that decision. If you're here in the house and you maybe renewed your dedication or your commitment to the Lord, somehow let me know. I want to celebrate that with you. It's not a small deal. It's a really big deal because it's going to change your future. And you're going to have a better future because of what you did today. Amen? So let's all stand and worship God and tell him thank you for what he's done in us today. Amen. I'll see you next week.